Welcome to the Adventist Music Podcast. This is the show that shares the stories of Seventh-day Adventist musicians from around the world. I'm your host, Khan Elmers, and I love music and produce podcasts. In today's episode, we'll explore Jalen Thomas's debut single, Faithful One. Don't go anywhere. If you haven't already, give the podcast a review and share it with a friend. That'll help me to spread the word and continue sharing these amazing stories. Thank you to our supporters. Without you guys, this podcast wouldn't be possible. Now on to today's episode with Jalen. Okay, Jalen, it's your first time on the pod. Could you share with us who you are and maybe some of your favorite hobbies apart from music?
Yes. So my name is Jalen Thomas. I am a musician, recording artist, singer. Some hobbies that I like to do outside of music. I love to go to the gym. I love to exercise. And I love to play basketball. I think those are two things about me that I do enjoy doing outside of music. I also love worship, whether that's just walking and enjoying God's nature or just reading God's word.
What's your favorite passage in the Bible?
I would say my favorite passage in the Bible is John 3:16. I know that's a well-known passage, but it's so powerful. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him might be saved. It's just so powerful and is definitely one of my favorite.
Can you share a bit about your testimony? Like, how did you find Christ?
My journey with Christ has been very up and down, but I grew up a Seventh-day Adventist, and I would say around high school age is when I kind of started to really question, you know, is my faith just from me growing up around Seventh-day Adventists and Christians, or is my faith something that is between me and God? Am I really grounded in Christ? And so as I went along that journey, you know, I realized that I really wanted to know God for myself. Over the past couple of years, my relationship with God has grown significantly.
On this episode, we're going to be exploring your first single that you have created as a musician. Can you take me back to a moment where you felt inspired to be a musician?
When I was younger, we used to always have a plethora of musicians that came through and played every Sabbath. During that time, I would see musicians who were able to create melodies that I just really, really loved. And during that time, I just had a lot of not only inspiration, but the creativity from that. I wanted to do more. I wanted to do more with music. I wanted to sing more. I wanted to learn how to play these melodies. And so during that time, I think that's when I was really inspired to really take music more seriously, become a better musician myself.
Take me back to that time that you were discovering music with those people. So you said that you had like different people who were examples to you. Can you share about that experience?
I'll tell you one example. One story. There was a time where me and my friend, we grew up together. We were also musicians within the church. We started to play, but we really didn't know as much. Every week, there would be like Friday practice so before Sabbath to prepare for service. And there was one particular time where we were asked to play for service. I always wondered, hey, how are you guys able to play these songs the way you do, right? And so I finally had the courage to ask one of the musicians, how do you play these melodies? How do you do these things, right? The one thing that he showed me or taught me was that, hey, like he told me that you should always make sure that you don't cheat the music. And so there's this thing called the transpose button. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, when you like put it up or down a tone or a semitone.
Yeah. So at the time, I would use it. you know? And so I was like, you know, hey, how can I become a better musician? And he was like, you know, the one way you could do that is stop using the transpose button. And that was something that I took to heart. And even though it was something that was small, you know, and something that, you know, within the musician world, we kind of know as a universal rule that, hey, like, if you use that button, you're probably gonna be handicapped in that key. But that was something that taught me, like, hey, like, you have to take the time to really learn the music and sit down and really practice and do your best.
So this guy's your friend at church. You guys are still close friends?
Oh, still close friends. Yes, yes. Yes, we're still friends to this day. Play together at church. And we definitely enjoy each other's company.
So this past year you have released a new single, right? It's called The Faithful One.
Yes, Faithful One.
Yeah, tell me a bit about it. Can you bring us back to the moment where you decided to make it?
The time when I was pretty much at a really, really low point. Like, at that point in time, I just didn't see, man, like, how am I going to get out of this situation? You know, how is God going to come through for me, right? I was going through a lot of depression. I was going through just a lot of worrying and doubt about the future. I had recently got into an accident. I was going through a breakup. You know, I was having some troubles in school, and all of these things were happening at the same time, right? And so at that point in time, I was like, you know, like, God, why are these things happening to me? Why are these things happening to me? But when I was writing this song, I was thinking about how even during that time, God was still being faithful in my life. You know, he was still showing up. Even then, whether it's a bad time, whether I'm depressed, whether I'm at my highest point, you know, I'm happy and things are going great and I'm having great success, you know, I still believe that, you know, God is faithful. You know, during that time, he came and he comforted me. You know, I found comfort in his word. I found comfort in worship. And that was when I decided to just put pen to paper and say, you know, God is faithful, faithful one, you know.
So can you explain, like, have you been through any challenges when you're producing this song?
I would say the biggest challenge for me while producing this song was making sure that the message was conveyed that God is faithful, not only through the words, but through the way that it was sung. And I felt like we did a really good job of that. But that was a challenge for me, being as this is my first single. I just wanted to make sure that everything was right. And with my management, they helped me to do that.
Yeah, tell us a bit more about that, because I noticed that you have a good team behind you who are doing
yes.
it. Tell us a bit, how did you get involved with Apex?
Apex, they saw something in me. And so they came to me and they told me what they do. They helped me promote. They helped me get in touch with the right people. Honestly, it's really helped me to take my ideas and what I really want to get out to the world. They've been able to help me do that.
How?
Through promotion. Through connecting me through the right channels, helping me revamp my social media, you know, different mm-hmm. things like that. Just making sure
little
that,
things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, little things, but all those little things amount to, you know, big things in the end.
Tell me more about Apex. What is it? What do they do?
So Apex and what they've done for me, it's an artist management group. So artist development, I should say. They help artists who are aspiring to get their music out there professionally through promotion, getting you to the right producers, getting you to the right mixing and mastering, making sure that your stuff is out there, helping you to get gigs and doing it all in a professional way. But that's what they've been able to do for me. And if you or whoever might be listening wants to know more about Apex, they have a social media, they have Instagram, I believe they have a website. Yes, Apex is a big deal.
So Apex is kind of like a management solution for artists.
Yes.
It sounds like a great service to me. So you're an upcoming artist and you have produced a song. And whereabouts can people hear your music, Jalen?
They will be able to hear my music on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, anywhere you can find music, you'll be able to find it.
Coming up next on the Evanescence Music Podcast, we're going to be exploring Jalen's song, The Faithful One, so stick around. Can you take me back to a time when you recorded the song? Like, what was going on in your life when you were in the studio and you were producing the tracks?
I will honestly say, during that time, during the recording process, I was just at a state where I was just grateful. I was grateful for the opportunity to be able to record the music and just share my story, share how, you know, God had been faithful, share how he'd been faithful through good times and bad times. That was really what was going through my mind during the recording process. Just like, God is good, honestly.
Can you explain a bit more about like what was going on in your life at that time? Like how has God been showing himself faithful to you?
I will say God has been showing himself faithful to me through just making sure that, you know, hey, I'm alive. You know, he's always showing up for me, even when I don't see it. You know, I just feel like God is there, you know, through every step. But I will say there are times where, like, I'm at work, you know, and I'm just having a rough day. I go into his word the way that I see his promises, you know, like he'll never leave you or forsake you. When I'm able to read that, you know, I'm grateful. It's not really the big things for me. It's the small mundane things, like being able to wake up in the morning, you know, having food on the table, making sure that I have transportation, I have a family. These are things that I look at and I say, God is good. God has been faithful.
My shelter through darkest night, you've been my light. Through every test, you've proven faithful. Forever you are by my side. Through everything, you have been forever the same. faithful one, faithful. You have been faithful. You have been faithful. Forever you remain.
What would you say to somebody who has, who would say, well, God hasn't been faithful to me. Maybe they don't feel that God is faithful to them. How would you encourage them?
I would say that, you know, I've been there too. And I do understand, hey, sometimes it is very difficult to see how I'm going through maybe the worst thing that I've ever gone through in my life. How could God be faithful now, right? I would say to them that in those times of darkness, that's when you pray. That's when you go to God's word. That's when you really lean on him the most, or that's when I did. And that's kind of what I want my music to be able to do for people as well, who are in those times where, hey, like, I don't have hope. You know, that's what I want my music to do, is bring hope to people who don't have it, and bring Jesus to those who may not have it.
Okay, tell me more. Have you ever had an experience with somebody that you've been able to inspire with that thought?
Absolutely, absolutely. Through music, there's been countless times of people coming up to me and being like, what you do is a blessing. And I feel like that's something that has propelled me to do what I'm doing now. But even in saying that, like, there was a time where I didn't think that my music or what I do meant anything to anyone.
Or why?
Just having, huh?
Why?
Because I think at the time it was more so me making what I do about me. When I did that, it took God out of it.
So a bit more narcissistic, kind of self-centered.
Right,
approach.
Right. And
yeah.
And so as I went through that journey, I just had to realize that, you know, this, what I do isn't for me.
Right. You know, yeah.
It's the whole reason that I do this is so that God gets the glory.
You know, I think that's a challenge that a lot of musicians have, and just people in general. But I really like how you said that, you want God to have the glory. And, As musicians, I think that's what we should strive to be achieving in everything.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Tell me more.
So I, you know, having this journey of realizing that things aren't about me and they're about God, it's really helped me, you know. But I've also had people who have helped me to realize that along the way, my father being one of those people. You know, always reminding me that, you know, hey, even though you have this gift, it's not about you. You know, it's about God. Always trying to keep myself grounded and making sure that I'm staying on top of my devotional. And, you know, sometimes I do fall short, you know,
yeah.
As we all do. But
sure,
just making sure that Christ is the center.
I know we're kind of digressing a little bit here from your song story. We're going to explore a bit more about some ways that we can you know, be good professionals in an independent artist space in the next segment. But could you share, like, what you would like people to feel from this song in particular?
From this song, I want people to listen to this song and hear that and see that God is faithful. Not just today, but he's forever the same. He's always faithful. He's someone that you can trust. You know, he's someone that never fails. I want this song to give someone hope, to see that, you know, through your darkest times, through rough trials, no matter what's going on, God is faithful.
I hope that you've been inspired by Jalen's story so far, and The message that he brings is so practical, and I think can inspire. It has inspired many people, and hopefully, I pray that we'll continue to inspire many others, Jaylinda. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for allowing me to share it.
Yeah. And so next on the podcast, we are going to be talking about supporting independent artists. So make sure to stick around. Just remind me, earlier you said that one of your challenges was about trying to convey the message, right? Was it?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I think that's what you said. So how do you go about like conveying the message to your audience in a way that they can understand?
So I think not only the way that a message is conveyed, I this is me personally, you know, my honest way of doing that is not just singing the music. I want it to really mean something to me. And I want people to feel that when I sing it, right? And I feel like as an artist, as a musician, but more so as a Christian, right? I'm trying to convey something to someone that, you know, God is faithful, right? But I don't want those words to just be empty words, right? I don't want it to just be like, hey, you know, because anyone could say that, right?
Yeah.
But I want it to resonate with you, right? And so I think the way that I do that is by preparing, right? You practice, and not only practicing, but make sure your heart is in the right posture. And that when you prepare, not only do you prepare musically, but you prepare spiritually as well. So that's where the wanting to convey the message in a certain way comes from. And that's where the difficulty came in is, hey, you know, I don't want it just to be about the music. I want it to be deeper than just that.
I love how you said making sure your heart is in the right posture. Can you like explain like how, what are some practical ways that musicians can do that?
I think that honestly, some of the ways that we can do that as musicians, as artists, is making sure that we make it about, make the main thing the main thing, right? Making sure that what we're doing is about God and being a Christian first and making sure that our artistry and who we are and making sure that it is not about us. So I think that goes back to what we had talked about before, is keeping God first. Maybe, you know, for me personally, I know I do devotion every day. You know, I'm making sure that I'm praying. I'm making sure that I'm staying in God's word. I'm making sure that I'm surrounding myself with the right people. And I think that the things that you do, you know, just maybe even as a Christian can help you to be a better musician when it comes to being a Christian artist or being a Christian musician.
Who do you think are the most valuable people to have around you as a musician?
So I would say the most important people that I've been able to put around me, one, I think, which I'm grateful for, is Apex. You know, having people in my corner, you know, who can get me into the right channels. Two is having good mentors, but not just mentors who tell you the right things to do, but they pray for you, you know.
Sure.
They make sure that you're okay. When you're going through a rough time, there are people you can go to. For me personally, that would be like my uncle, my father, maybe even a pastor. Those are people that you can lean on when you're down. And yes, God is the person that we want to go to, but sometimes we have mentors and people in place who can assist us as well.
I like that.
So those are, that's the type of people that I'm thinking of when I'm thinking about who you should surround yourself by.
Kind of brings my mind back to like Moses on the Mount, you know, with Aaron and is it the other guy, Eliza or something like that, the high priest? I think it was. And they were holding up his hands, right, towards heaven. And they were supporting him, you know. And I think we all need that support from, like you said, professional, like Apex, like these guys are helping you manage your music And then you have your family, which is helping, you know, your friends, your circle of influence that also helps you to be grounded.
Yes.
What is one piece of advice that you'd give to somebody thinking of becoming a musician?
I would say three things. I would say three things in particular that I would strongly suggest. One is something that we had just talked about, and it kind of follows the theme that of keeping the right circle around you, right? Making sure that you're surrounding yourself with good musicians, people that you enjoy being around, you know, because I feel like enjoyment is definitely something that will keep you wanting to do it and make you a better musician. Two, I think you definitely want to make sure that you're working hard. Don't stop working. Enjoy the work. Enjoy going over scales and chords and songs and runs, because there are things that can elevate you to another level. And then lastly, but definitely not least, is making sure, like we said before, keeping your heart in the right posture, making sure that you're grounded, making sure God is first. And I think those things right there, if you start with those things, that'll definitely give you a good start.
Is there particular resources that like help you with your, have you ever heard of the saying sharpening the sword? Yeah. What do you have any resources that you use to help you sharpen the sword?
I would say when I was younger, so I started off with a classical background with piano. And so that basis, being able to start with a piano teacher who went over scales, chords, arpeggios, crescendo, decrescendo, things that helped me out later on, having that backing definitely shaped me as a musician later on in life and helped me to pick up things a lot faster. If you're able to, right, make sure that you have some sort of teacher, some sort of mentor that knows or has what you want, right? So you get around a musician that you see and you're like, you know what, that musician, I want to be similar to that musician, or they're doing a lot of the things that you want to do. Try to be around that person as much as you can, or soak up as much information as you can from them. If you have access to YouTube, there's a ton of videos out there that can help with whether it's vocal lessons, right? Whether it's piano, whether it's guitar, right? There's so many resources out there, free resources, right? You can use, that's what I use.
Yeah.
That's what I use. So I don't have a one all be all source.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, if you're hungry and you're searching, you'll find it.
Yeah. And I'd also add to that, God will also bring you to people who can speak to your life, you know.
Absolutely.
If he really wants you to be a musician, then surely he will bring you to people who can help you achieve that. You know, like, we don't have to do it by ourselves.
Yeah. And I feel, you know, it's funny you say that, because honestly, when Apex had came to me, right, I had got to that point where I was finally like, you know, God, I've been writing songs, I've been doing music, I've been doing this, doing that, but it just feels like, you know what, maybe this isn't for me, right? And I had just come to terms with the fact that, you know what, hey, if it happens for me, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And
yep.
Immediately then, that's when they came in and came to me and were like,
yeah,
is this something you want to be a part of? And when you say, you know, God will bring the resource, yeah, that's
right,
probably
time.
More true than anything else I said.
Well, yeah, that's what it comes down to, I guess. And and being willing to surrender that to God as well is the hardest thing. And I think for musicians who are going through a hard time, maybe things are not working out the way you hoped it would go. And but I think what God wants us to be in is to be in a posture, like you said earlier, a posture of surrender, posture of submission. And just say, Lord, you know, like, I surrender my music to you. Like, this is your this is, if it's your will for me to be a musician, then, you know, make it happen.
Yeah.
So that's definitely the best. All right. So that brings us to the end of this podcast. Jalen, thank you so much for coming on to the show with me. Is there any questions that you wish that I asked you?
Honestly, you did a great job. And the questions you asked were amazing. And I do appreciate you having me on and allowing me to share my story.
Not a problem. I'm glad that you came on, man. And it's been good to explore it with you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of Adventist Music. It was produced by me, Khan Elmers, and a huge thanks to Jalen for coming onto the show. We'd love to stay in touch with you on social media. If you're a musician, try to tag us on your reels, and we'd love to share them with our audience on Instagram so you can get more coverage as well. Give me a message on socials too if you have any ideas for collaboration. I would love to chat. And Adventist Music is a podcast that highlights the unique stories of Adventist musicians. We are listener supported, and you can give today and continue to help us making these episodes for our community. Make sure to listen in on the next episode of Adventist Music.